Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor each week on the Lucy Ann Land Show here on 1290 WLBY. If you ever watch with great interest from afar of a project, a home being remodeled, and you'd love to go inside to see the finished product, this is your opportunity to do this. It's in Burns Park, one of our lovely areas here in Ann Arbor, and it is an interior revival that is fully finished and now ready to show off. This is Remodeling Revealed Part 2, your exclusive pass inside this whole home transformation. It's been done by Forward Design Build, and we welcome from Forward two individuals, Chad Weiler, who is the project consultant, and Stephanie Bockley, who is the client care and events coordinator. Stephanie, tell everyone about this event. When is this coming up?
So it's this Saturday, next Saturday. It's May 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And where is this?
So this is located in the Burns Park area, like you said. The address is 2119 Woodside Drive.
And what time?
And that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So, Chad, describe this project overall. This sounds like it was a big project.
Well, it was. Certainly a big project. It did include two bathrooms on the second level, a full kitchen and interior model on the main level.
It's absolutely stunning to see the result here. Everything looks so seamless and like it's been there forever. The design, when you're working with your clients at Forward, coming up with that design, that process, how does that happen?
Well, our homeowners come to us with some type of wish list or a needs list, and that's a great opportunity for us to take that list and further develop it, maybe think of things they hadn't considered. And then through the power of design, everything comes to life. And then at that point, we transition from design to the execution component, which is construction.
So, Chad, because we haven't seen the before pictures, contrast for us the difference between then and now what this Burns Park home looks like?
That's a big question. the home was a rather traditional home, rather closed off, pretty compartmentalized, minimal open sight lines from the adjacent room to the next. And our vision with working with the homeowner particularly was to really create more of an open feel, but still retain some of that traditional element within the existing home.
It's really stunning to see this transformation. Stephanie, people are going to be walking through and looking at all this, but they also are going to have an opportunity to talk with your team.
Yes, definitely. The team actually that took part in the entire project, Chad was the project consultant on this project. The designer will be there, the design support, and our project manager during the construction phase will also be there to be able to speak on all of the things that happened during the project and how it came to life.
And this is Remodeling Revealed Part 2. So, Stephanie, there was a Part 1 to this as well?
There was, yeah. So Part 1 was kind of neat, very unique. It was behind the scenes, you know, behind the walls. So people were able to see the construction process, which a lot of times you don't see in the remodeling field. It's you see the finished result and the pretty, but, you know, kind of being able to see behind the walls and how everything comes together in our process to get there was really neat for people. Especially seeing, you know, kind of how clean and neat a construction site can be where people might not think it is.
Well, and that's part of the sensibility of what Forward brings to the projects that they do, which I'm very familiar with. So that's great. Stephanie, I'm glad you brought that point up, though, about seeing behind the walls. And Chad, maybe you can expand on that a little bit, because I really recommend, I built a couple of houses myself, and I recommend that people take that opportunity when the walls are open and before things get closed off, take photos of those. It's really fascinating to have those later, especially if you're attempting to do something again in your home later, to know where things are behind the walls, Chad.
You're exactly right. And especially considering this was an older home, you know, it was an opportunity to find things that maybe we couldn't find prior. But then certainly documenting those elements just for any reference point down the road. But that part one was really a fun educational experience for the visitors that were able to make it, to see what it all takes to get to the finished product with part two coming up in here in a week and a half.
So that's Saturday, May 31st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our listeners can drop in at 2119 Woodside Drive in this project done by Forward Design Build and get a chance to see the finished product in this part two iteration. Remodeling Revealed Part Two. And this is your exclusive pass inside a stunning whole home transformation. Now, Stephanie, people should be RSVPing for this?
Yeah, they can RSVP through Eventbrite. There is a way to do that, or you can just show up. It is a free event, so feel free to please come. And also, don't feel like you needed to be attending part one to come to part two. You're going to find out a lot of information at part two, just as much as you would have seen at part
one. And even if you just want some ideas of the kinds of things that are going into homes today that you may not have realized. Chad, can you give us an idea of maybe some things people might not have thought about for a renovation and what they should be considering?
Yeah, well, there's certainly some functional elements that they can take some inspiration from, whether it's seating at the island or a decorative archway over the opening into the adjacent dining room. But I think visitors, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity to see the finished space and then talk with our team to see how all the pieces came together.
What about the design elements this time around? Because, you know, this is a wood tone with a cabinetry, and then you've got some also the darker cabinets in the bathroom, a little lighter maybe if I can see these photos. And also the island looks like it has a painted aspect to it.
Yeah. Well, and that's a part of the Q&A session too, is any materials that we implemented within this project we'll have readily available, whether it's a paint color or a tile sample or a cabinet line, or even the cabinet finishes. Those will all be part of the tour next Saturday.
Am I seeing this correctly? Does the tile on the backsplash behind the stove match the tile on the fireplace in the adjacent room?
Yes, you're seeing that correctly.
And it's a very unusual tile. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we're very lucky with this particular homeowner. He has a very good sense of style and aesthetics, and we really wanted to play on that with the new space. But part of the design phase, jumping back to that, is we pick and choose all those materials and then develop 3Ds and rendering. So we really, that really develops conviction in those materials before we install them.
Tell everyone a little bit about Forward Design Build. Jeff Forward is the owner, Chad, and I don't know how many people realize Jeff is just an extraordinary artist. His work that I've seen, his black and white drawings, his pencil drawings and other things, just exquisite.
He is quite the talented artist, for sure. His background is in architecture. Forward Design Build has been around for, we're going on our 30-year anniversary here soon, which is just remarkable. There's so much to talk about in that.
How big is your firm?
Yeah, we're about 50 team members now.
Wow.
And our team is very important to us.
And where are you based?
We're based out of Ann Arbor, so our office is on the west side of Ann Arbor. We typically work in and around the Ann Arbor area. We've done projects in Saline. We've done projects in Plymouth and Brighton, Dexter. But a bulk of our work is here in Ann Arbor.
What are most people doing right now, Chad?
Oh, boy, great question. kitchens, bathrooms is primarily the focus, especially coming out of COVID. People were kind of stuck in their homes for a long time, and they thought, boy, how do we change what we have? But with that said, we do larger scale and smaller scale projects, whether it's a small mudroom or a maybe larger, more complex project like an addition or a custom home.
All right. Well, you do beautiful work and great design team as well. Stephanie, for people that want more information about this Remodeling Revealed Part 2, tell everyone where your website is and how they can get more information.
Yeah, they can go to our website at planforward.net, and able to get information there. They can RSVP and also on Eventbrite.
All right, planforward.net. And again, this big event that's coming up by Forward Design Build, it is on Saturday, May 31st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's in Burns Park, 2119 Woodside Road in Ann Arbor. And you can just drop by between 10 and 3 and tour this, talk with folks from Forward, and get a chance to meet the team and also a lot of ideas for your own home. Great talking with both of you today. Thank you so much. Beautiful project. It's just stunning to see. And, Chad, the coloring on the cabinetry, it's much lighter than I've seen lately. It's really, it's a kind of a pale blonde almost. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is a stunning kitchen and the bathrooms and pretty much the whole project. So we're very proud of it.
It's gorgeous. Congratulations. Our thanks to Chad Weiler, project consultant, and Stephanie Buckley. She is client care and events coordinator at Forward Design Build. You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show. They are members, by the way, of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, which sponsors our Around the Home segment each week. You can go online to BragAnnArbor.com to find out more information. They've got a great listing. I know a lot of people ask questions like, where can I find different designers, or who's the best person for this project in my home? Well, my first suggestion is go to BragAnnArbor.com and look at their members. They are all very qualified and excellent. BragAnnArbor.com. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.